Today we're going to look at the solid evidence of Moscow shifting east and how the, and I'm talking shifting east, silver and all their 70 trillion resources and all. And I do think this is a major blow to the West. I think what they tried to pull off with sanctions and this whole charade with the NATO, you know, kicking up Ukraine, I think it's really backfiring. But coming out of Reuters in Moscow, Shanghai, it's pretty interesting. A Chinese entrepreneur, Wang Min, is delighted about Russia's embrace of the yuan. They're starting to see the cross currencies, which surprised me, I guess. I guess I never really looked into it, was how little Russia and China integrated with their currencies. Apparently, before the invasion in Ukraine and all the sanctions, that China and Russia predominantly were still playing around with the dollar. So the question is, America, why did we provoke? Why did we do this? If everything was still stable, I contend that we were going to have a massive economic boom globally because of all the money that was being printed and through the pandemic, and everybody was becoming free again, and they just had that anxiety to get out, and boom, I think we were unleashing an unbelievable opportunity for a global expansion. And then, of course, Sloppy Joe gets in and all of those communist left-wing minions take over. And unfortunately, their initial goal, first thing they did, of course, is kill the energy development in America, start sabotaging food production in America, and then they get behind NATO, Ukraine, start pushing weapons, start flying B-52 bombers along the border with Poland and pushing Russia into invading. I mean, this was, I contend, the plan in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was going to be elected and Donald Trump threw the curveball at him. But here's the real plan. And so you just need to know, America, I still am stunned. Obviously, it's just, you know, unbelievable ignorance on the American people that would vote for a Democrat, knowing that this is their main plan, let alone all the deep perversion that they push. But this is really hardcore stuff because the world was still in the dollar. We were still playing along, and everybody was still playing along with the dollar. And now it's changed radically. In this Reuters article, I mean, this isn't something we didn't already know, but it's just nice to see some confirms coming through. But the individuals in China and Russia are really looking forward to this. Like this guy, Wang Min, he's all excited because he's now getting contracts to, you know, to Russian customers in the yuan rather than the dollar or the euro, and they could pay him in the yuan. And as he says, it is a win-win. He said it's been transforming by the conflict in Ukraine and the subsequent Western sanctions on Moscow that have shut Russia's banks and many of its companies out of the dollar and euro system. Now, mind you, America, we technically still have resources and we can function if we chose to, although I think we're breeding our culture to be zombies. If you just look at the kids on college campuses, they're just wasted. But Europe, they have nothing. They have no resources. They barely do anything themselves. And then you go to the Netherlands, they're even killing off their own farming. I mean, if you had any prescription for self-destruction, just look at Europe. I wouldn't be surprised if Macron is actually the Antichrist himself. I mean, he is definitely a WEF plant next to Trudeau in Canada. But if you really saw the big picture on how unbelievable the world system was when Trump was president, and then how radically it changed, and it didn't change because of external situations, it changed because of the left-wing Sloppy Joe, I would say globalist communist bent into taking us into the world order came into office. Now, I still contend everything was rigged, but that's way beyond any conversation now, right? I mean, the censorship is unbelievable in this country. America's lost its way, and I don't see the American people fighting for that freedom like we should be. definitely not like they did in Brazil or in China, for that matter, right? We Americans, we're just too complacent, too lazy, unfortunately, and we are going to pay the price if we don't start standing up. But the fact that this is taking place, it is a real backfire to the West. Russia's financial shift eastward is going to boost cross-border commerce, and it's going to present a growing economic counterweight to the dollar and limit Western efforts to pressure Moscow by economic means. They're just not going to get to them. I mean, they're still trying to take the $300 billion from Russia from the central bank reserves, and I'd say that is a dangerous, dangerous place to go. The West is not very smart, but again, I think the mutual destruction of Western culture is what these power elites have in mind, because that's how they'll usher in this digital ID, digital currency, communist control over we people who are free. See, they're not free over there in the East, but we are free here. And I think they just want to get to that point where they're in power. Because remember, folks, however you slice it, it'll become an 80-20 world. America had a middle class, and the middle class is what made America unique and what made it great. But if they continue the path that they're doing, and Americans, well, I think they're well, we can't go there, I guess, because I'm going to try to get this on YouTube as well. They'll just censor it. But we're not putting people in power, and it's not being done ethically. Let's just say that Russia's shift eastward is winning, and everybody was motivated. They're motivated now in these countries. They're pushing towards the ruble or other currencies. For the first of all, this is the first time they're even seeing people pushing to the renminbi. Now, that's the Chinese yuan. When Russia launched what they call, anyway, the special military operation in Ukraine, now, mind you, they went in there to get the Nazis out and to go after bioweapon labs is another conversation. But remember, we in the United States and Western civilization installed the Nazis in 2014. After we overthrew a duly elected, government, we installed Nazis. And so that's why everyone who's supporting Ukraine, listen, I feel bad for Ukrainian people, but maybe they should have been a little more in control of who they're electing and what they're doing, because the Nazis were installed by the Western powers. And I'm just sorry, America, if you're rooting for Ukraine, you're really confused, because Ukraine is ran by Nazis, and the Azov Battalion, they're Nazis, and a lot of the atrocities are done by the Nazis. And if we remember World War II, it was the Nazis, the Germans, who went in and tried to invade and take over Russia. And Russia's not obviously stupid enough to forget that. We are being really brainwashed to think that somehow, oh, Ukraine. I do feel bad for the people, don't get me wrong. But there's Nazis that we put in. We started this. We created this scenario since 2014. They were going to pull the trigger in 2016. I think they got mixed up or stopped because of Trump. And they continued it immediately when Sloppy Joe took over. But it's huge, because it's not even about the politic as it is how it destroyed the Western economy. Look at our economy now. We were doing phenomenal under Trump. And then, of course, we have this pandemic sneak up on us. But we were doing amazing. Even after the pandemic, with all the money printing, we were going to explode. And then everything changed. But now you have a surge of interest in the yuan's share of the currency market. And listen to this. It jumped to 40 to 45%. From less than 1% at the start of the year. By comparison, the dollar-ruble pair, which commanded more than 80% of trading, then see, that's what was going on. That's why I don't quite get this, why we did this, except they, for whatever desperate, satanic reason, these power elites, they just had to destroy everything. Because we commanded 80% of trading volume on the Russian market in January. And we have seen it now drop to below 40% as of October, and it's continuing to drop. And this is according to exchange data in the central bank. Of course, The U.S. Treasury has declined to comment on the yuan's growing presence in Russia and the Russian ruble's presence in China. They don't want to admit that we completely blew it, but hey, Russia's giants want the yuan. Major corporations in Russia, they'll take the yuan. And remember, they were all doing dollar business before this. We blew it up on purpose, and now we have a multipolar world when we were dollar dominant before. These are evil people, folks. I'm just telling you. And unfortunately, I don't think the American people has quite figured that out yet. But until April, Russia didn't even make the top 15 list of countries using the yuan outside mainland China. Everybody was in the dollar in terms of the value of inbound and outbound currency flow. And according to data from the global financial network system, SWIFT, which the West thinks they control, U.S. controls SWIFT, its interbank money transfer system from bank to bank, you know, internationally. And they think, oh, they're going to cut Russia off of SWIFT. Russia already has their own SWIFT. The East, which is 60% of the world's population, if not more, already have alternative systems, and they're going to cut us out. Wait until China actually depegs from the dollar. Now, Russia has jumped to number 4, lagging only Hong Kong and the city's former colonial ruler, Britain and Singapore. To put this in the global context, the dollar and euro are still by far dominant currencies. They represent about 42% and 35% of flows, respectively, as of September this year. But the yuan is rising, and so is the ruble. The Russian-Ukraine conflict has brought opportunity for the Chinese businessmen. And the Chinese are the future, folks. Just is. I'm sorry. I just don't get why we do. Well, I think we do know that. We did know that. That's why a third of our politicians, academia, and Hollywood are all sold out by China, let alone sports people. All greed. They all deserve to just melt in hell for that type of thinking. Selling out their country. They're traitors. But the Russian-Ukraine conflict has brought so much opportunity to both sides, China and Russia. There are so many inquiries now from the Chinese companies interested in doing business in Russia. And you think that the West is actually harming Russia? Not happening. It's not only Chinese companies or small companies joining the yuan train. Now, Putin, and I don't care if Putin passes away, folks. I mean, they have these rumors like he has cancer, he might die. Maybe true, but Putin's a moderate. And if you saw the people behind Putin, Russia is going to be far more aggressive than Putin if Putin goes away. The media is just lying to you about everything else. But Russia, Putin has long sought to reduce Russia's reliance on the dollar. Geopolitics, really has turbocharged this, trend in 2022. Obvious reasons, right? China is the world's number 2 economy, is the biggest global power not to join economic sanctions against Russia. Putin and the Chinese President Xi Jinping sealed a no-limit partnership in February this year, weeks before Moscow launched what it described as the special military operation in Ukraine. The yuan compromised at that time about 19% of Russia's trade settlements in 2021 versus the dollar's 49% share. Accounts and deposits of the currency dominated lending, and now you're starting to see the yuan and ruble take all that share away from the dollar. What do you think is going to happen when all those dollars start coming home? That is the definition of hyperinflation. The central bank said lenders should seek to reduce the growing risk of the yuanization because they're panicking, or gas between yuan asset and liability by increasing payments in yuan for imports and investing in yuan-denominated securities. You can open now a renminbi account in most Russian banks. Interest rates are very low because there is an abundance of yuan renminbi in investor pockets. That's why as soon as any renminbi product comes to the market, it becomes very popular. There's great demand. So here the West thought they were going to cripple, because we did, mind you, during the Cold War when the Berlin Wall fell. We were able to financially cripple Russia. Now, I don't know who runs the State Department or our military, but they are in a tunnel, dumb as a rock, to think that that was going to work again. That why, if they were all getting paid, we should just fire all of them. I'm telling you, we could fire two-thirds of our government and probably do better. Why were they not intelligent enough to know that Russia had forged these relationships with the East, China, and others? Why did we not know that? Why did we think we could do the same playbook as 1989? It's the same thing we've done in war. It's weird. I mean, I've seen it. I'm in, you know, Army. We did that in the Iraq War. I mean, we keep pulling the same tactics. I mean, what's with these people that they don't see? We should have known that doing this was going to force Russia, China, and all of the East into a coalition known as the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and we failed. So now we're pushing all of this business from Russia and China into their own sphere, and Russia's $70 trillion in natural resources now belong into the Eastern sphere. That's where the silver is now going. Russian silver supplied the London LBMA. Russian silver supplied the West. Now it's going to the East, and we're not getting it. So now London has to fight it out with the COMEX for the Mexican silver, and you're going to see a perfect storm emerge. It's unbelievable what's taking place if you look at the big picture. This didn't have to happen. And now we're sitting here watching the rest of the world build an entire system and economy without the U.S. dollar. What are we going to do? Drop bombs on them? Well, I wouldn't hold it past them. But is that doing anybody any good? We were unbelievably powerful and successful before they got their claws into this country. America, we had freedom when we had Donald Trump in there. Unfortunately, we have too many traitors in the Republican Party, and the left wing of this country is sold out to China. And China's great at playing both sides of the fence. They're going to wheel these people in, and then they're going to destroy it. Us, not it. Us. And then they will take over the world. I know a lot of people don't think so, but I think you're going to be in for a big surprise of the game plan of the East. So until next week, God bless each other.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.